I think that higher education is a priority that is more apparent to the governor, and that he's working to think of innovative solutions, working with others to think of innovative solutions to some of Idaho's challenges. He's met more frequently with the president's council in Idaho, and you see some real innovation like the tuition lock. So I think that's great. I think it's simply a realization that our entire education pipeline from K through career is important.
The tuition lock, something that would, if passed, for about $10 million in new state funding from the legislature, would ensure that freshmen would then be able to pay the same rate as sophomores, juniors, and seniors, assuming that they did graduate in 4 years and that they kept up some minimum GPA requirements. It sounds like you're favorable on that. Is that a good idea?
I think it's a very interesting idea. I think it has the potential to encourage students or families who might have been on the fence as to whether college was affordable for them to have the confidence that, yes, you know, this is the price that it's going to be and I can really do that. I also think that it does provide a four-year graduation incentive to students who enter at a particular tuition and want to complete their education at that tuition without having to have that fifth year, which can be an expensive way to extend education. So I think there are a number of very positive aspects to that.
Governor Otter last week mentioned in a meeting with reporters that he constantly gets warnings from state labor officials that nearly 100,000 jobs could go unfilled in the state by 2020 without a more properly trained workforce. I'm curious to hear your perspective. How important is that messaging from an economic development angle as opposed to an education funding angle? How important has that been to your cause of securing more funding for higher education?
Well, I think workforce development is a key mission for all of our universities and our community colleges and professional and technical education. So that is a key. It is, I think, making inroads into the consciousness of the people of Idaho and of our legislators and the governor, and that's a positive thing. We know that a college education is important for most people in terms of their earning potential lifetime. We just had an EMSI study, an economic study done by the company EMSI, and they point out that in Idaho, the average student would expect $844,000, I believe it was, in higher lifetime earnings as a result of their college degree. That's a very important investment that a student makes, but it's really also a societal level investment in improving the economic conditions throughout Idaho. And I think people get that message. We need to be sure that we get it clearly and that we act very forcefully about it.
One of the things that we're asking university presidents this week, we're running a quote by them from Ken Edmonds, the head of the state labor department. He was quoted in a column by Betsy Russell with the Spokane Spokesman Review over the weekend. He said, quote, last week, "We aren't matching up our training at our universities and our professional technical education programs, particularly professional technical areas, to what our employers need. If we don't make some changes there, it could become a crisis," end quote. Curious to hear your reaction to those comments.
I think that there's certainly some important aspects to those comments, but we have to understand also that there is student preference that, in a sense, filters what labor force needs might be and training opportunities. You can direct, you can encourage, but ultimately students will decide what it is that they are going to do, what they're going to study, where they will study. And so we have to understand that. And therefore, I think one thing that we all need to do better is ensure that the messaging that we give students is accurate and is supportive of their careers and of the state's needs.
Chuck Staben is the president at the University of Idaho. President Staben, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.